Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
You deserve to eat well. A lot of people seem to want to eat well but tend to fall back into the same destructive habits. While it may be confusing at times as to why this may be, the truth is that no matter how much we want to do things right for ourselves, it is difficult, if not impossible, if you do not fully believe you deserve to be taken care of. Whether it is being taken care of by yourself or someone else, you do deserve to eat well. All of us have self-doubts at times, and some of them are so deeply rooted within us that it can lead us to act in destructive ways, whether we want to or not. However, if we are willing to consider the fact that our self-perceptions are flawed, we can take the steps necessary toward healing those broken pieces of ourselves that make us stop believing we are worthy of being taken care of. However, nothing that is injured within us is necessarily going to be broken forever. We can take the steps necessary to heal ourselves, even though that is difficult at times. You must be devoted to a path of self-healing before you can ever dedicate yourself to eating a nourishing diet if food is one of the things you use to punish yourself. One thing you can do to help yourself develop the self-love you need to believe you are worth a future full of healthy foods and free of disease that is caused by the easy-to-access processed foods that are so abundant is speaking with someone who is qualified in helping you to identify self-destructive thoughts and patterns that are holding you back. You can also practice other types of self-love, using methods such as mindfulness, journaling, and meditation. If you start a gratitude journal, you begin to take a close look at your life and see the things that you must be grateful for. When you can look at the positive things in your life, it can make it that much easier to see positive patterns and good things about yourself and the people you care about. Not only that, but developing that mind-body connection is an essential part of learning to believe that you truly do deserve to eat healthy, nourishing foods. You can also attempt meditation to get centered within yourself and utilize mindfulness as a way of seeing the opportunities and beauty in every new day. Mindfulness meditations help us to get closer to ourselves both inside and out and align with our true needs and desires, such as the need to be nourished and healthy and safe. However, you choose to enhance your mind-body connection, all of these are bound to help you to learn how to value yourself more deeply. When you value yourself, you make decisions based on what truly fulfills you and you will allow your body to thrive.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.